My mom is a musician, and so when I was a child, she would play a whole bunch of classical CDs, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. I want to be able to do this someday. And so that's why I was like, I want to play flute and piano. With flute, she used to teach flute, and she's teaching it again. And so when she was teaching, I would really want to play it, but I was really young. My mom was like, well, you might break the flute. And so, you know, the cardboard things inside like foil wrappers, I was like, I took one of those and pretended it was a flute and played it, well, like fake played it. And then finally, at age of 5, she started to teach me piano. And then I think summer of 4th or 5th grade, she started to teach me flute. Piano is more, it's more of a lonely instrument compared to other ones because there isn't the chance to play in such a big group like that. And playing flute lets me be able to be a part of that orchestra and play a whole bunch of amazing orchestral pieces with so many people surrounding me that love music as much as I do. And I think that's really, really cool.
Now, you play with the Portland Youth
Philharmonic.
Philharmonic. You're in the top orchestra.
The first year in the top orchestra. I was in Pico last year.
Were you? Oh, so this is your first year in the big one. Wow. I mean, David Hattner does not take it easy on you guys as far as picking pieces of music to play.
That's true.
So I hear you saying, you haven't said so in so many words, but what I'm hearing is that you are really stretching yourself, like pushing yourself to compete on piano and pushing yourself as far as your flute talent goes, like being in the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Is this kind of a common quality in your life?
I mean, I think so. I strive to be the best at what I do, and I love challenges, and so I think that's what pushes me to participate in all these competitions and play in the Philharmonic Orchestra and so many other things.